This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection. Welcome to episode 143 of A Sonic Youth. This week is all about MJ Lenderman. That opening track was probably his greatest song. I think it is. That was You Are Every Girl to Me from 2022's Boat Songs. Before we look further into Lenderman, I want to play his latest single release from his upcoming album. It's such a great song, and it's what really compelled me to make this episode on his music. Here's MJ Lenderman's latest song, She's Leaving You.
One final act to your Bobby Berry's talent show. Remember to come visit Bobby Berry's Union Buicks on the corner of Henderson and Pond. But before that, please enjoy the song by MJ Lenderman.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was MJ Lenderman with She's Leaving You. Mark Jacob Lenderman, usually known as Jake Lenderman, was born in 1999 in Asheville, North Carolina. His first notable releases were with a favourite band of this show, modern shoegazy Americana group Wednesday. That band started as a solo project of lead singer-songwriter Carly Hartzman. She, along with ex-member Daniel Gorham, released the first Wednesday album at the beginning of 2018. This was shortly after Hartzman met Lenderman, after the latter crashed at Hartzman's parents' house after a gig by the stoner rock band he drummed in. Wednesday and Lenderman collaborated at the end of 2018 on the ghostly lo-fi Americana record How Do You Let Love Into the Heart That Isn't Split Wide Open. Lenderman wasn't a member of Wednesday when they released their awesome second record I Was Trying to Describe You to Someone in early 2020, but he joined on lead guitar by the time they released their next LP, the also excellent Twin Plagues, the following year. Hartzman and Lenderman by that time were now a couple. And also by that time, Lenderman had released his first two solo albums as MJ Lenderman. The first was self-titled, and the second was named Ghost of Your Guitar Solo. His next effort was the aforementioned Boat Songs, released in April 2022 on Anti. Around the same time, he and Wednesday released the great covers album, Mowing the Leaves Instead of Piling Them Up. That record featured covers of Smashing Pumpkins, Americana legend Vic Chesnutt, and Drive-By Truckers, among others. And my favourite band in the world, Drive-By Truckers, have a close connection to Wednesday. First of all, they are a big influence on the members of Wednesday. They've toured opening for the Truckers and referenced them in my favourite song from their latest and best record, Bath County, from the album Rat Saw God. And that brings me to the sound of Wednesday and Lenderman. Wednesday is really interesting because they combine elements of country and Americana with shoegaze, both the dreamy kind and the in-your-face noise kind. Hartzman's a great songwriter too. She has the storytelling talent that is one of the main reasons I love Drive-By Truckers so much. Here's an example of the more restrained and dreamy Wednesday from that covers album I mentioned. This is a cover of the song Sacrifice for Love by Greg Sage, the leader of the really cool and underrated Portland punk band Wipers. Here's a duet from Hartzman and Lenderman. That was Wednesday and MJ Lindemann with a cover of Sacrifice for Love. So go listen to more Wednesday, but this show's about Lindemann's solo work. Lindemann's listed Neil Young, Drive By Truckers, and Jason Molina as some of his biggest influences. And in my eyes, those are probably the three most endearing influences an artist can claim. Jason Molina is definitely a connection I can hear coming through strongly. And that's quite an achievement. The late Jason Molina, both in his work under his own name, and especially the music released under Songs Ohio and then Magnolia Electric Co., is, I proclaim, the greatest modern Americana rock musician. Check out the back catalogue of this show for the two back-to-back shows I did on Molina. Lindemann has a similar voice, first of all, but also a similar vocal style, that kind of relatively low effort in a good way kind. And they both have that Neil Young and Crazy Horse derived guitar sound, and huge talent for writing super catchy layered guitar riffs. I don't think Lindemann's music is too easy to place in genre categories, but my best effort is Crazy Horse Cosmic Americana. Some fans online offer boot gaze as a genre, that's a good one, or perhaps Neil Young core. Others perceive a cross between Jason Molina and Pavement, which I can definitely hear, but there's more of that Crazy Horse or Drive-By Truckers guitar sound there too. That brings me to a song which has a guitar sound that definitely reminds me of the Truckers. Knocking was first released in 2021 on an EP with the same name, but the best version was recorded with much more ferocity and released as a single version 2 years later. This beautiful piece of Americana makes reference to golfer John Daly's bizarre covers of Bob Dylan's immortal Knocking on Heaven's Door. The track also reminds me of some of the other esteemed bands Lindemann deservedly finds himself in the same genre pool as, like Uncle Tupelo, Sun Vault, and Wilco. Check out the song, here's Knocking.
We saw John Daly sing Knocking on Heaven's Door. Calls coming from the rafters at the hardware store. They took my driver's license, but you still have yours. You're all I need, babe. Yeah, you've heard that one before. You're all she has to give. She gave me wings, and I caught flight, and I think I might be knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door tonight. Knock, knock, knock.
I'm Oliver Gray. This is A Sonic Youth, and that was MJ Lindemann with Knocking. Following the aforementioned Boat songs in 2022, Lindemann released a really great live album late last year named And the Wind, Live and Loose. And now he's announced his fourth solo studio album, Manning Fireworks. It will be released on Anti on the 6th of September. Two singles have been released to date, She's Leaving You, which I played earlier, and Rudolph. Rudolph brings in some cowpunk sound, not least with the cowbell.
Rudolph waking up in the road, dude dripping off his red nose. Blue and black tire track torn through a beautiful dome. Deleted scene of Lightning McQueen.
That was Rudolph, a new single from MJ Lindemann. I want to play you one more favourite track from Boat Songs. The opening song from the album is Hangover Game. It makes reference to a 1997 NBA basketball finals game, known as the Flu Game, in which the legendary Michael Jordan scored a huge number of points despite being apparently inflicted with the flu. Some reports suggested it might have been food poisoning from pizza rather than the flu. But Lindemann suggests he was simply hungover and reassures us that he likes drinking too. It's these kinds of cool stories in the lyrics that endear me so much to this music and reminds me so much of Drive-By Truckers. The music itself sounds great too. It's a perfect album opener. So here's Michael Jordan Lindemann with Hangover Game.
Wasn't a pizza that boys
was Hangover Game from MJ Lindemann. Check out more from Lindemann's Discog, especially that live album. And pre-Saber's upcoming record Manning Fireworks. You're definitely going to hear more of that on the show. And check out Wednesday too. This is important music for Neil Young and Crazy Horse and Jason Molina and drive-by truckers fanatics such as myself. To fill in the remainder of this episode, here's a track from that live album. The live take on the song that started this episode, here's a snippet of You Are Every Girl to Me. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.